This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a little supply-demand price triangulation here, and you probably aren't going to be surprised to hear that the commodity in question is oil. Crude, as you know, has been on kind of a wild ride, up to $120 a barrel, down to the low 80s. Gas prices, I am sure, I don't need to tell you where they have been. OPEC Plus is going to cut its production quotas. The Biden administration is releasing tens of millions of barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, as I was just talking to Austin about. Chipping a chair, by the way, what is that? The White House is trying to move pump prices lower. It's kind of a geoeconomic chess game, if you will. And then, to boot, the White House has promised to replenish the reserve by buying oil in a fixed price range, $67 to $72 a barrel, if you're curious, as a way to convince domestic drillers to drill more. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, this all may not play out exactly as intended.
Releasing millions of barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve helps increase supply now, and promising to buy new oil at a profitable price for domestic producers gives them an incentive to increase supply in the future. But Peter McNally at Third Bridge says there are big questions about whether the industry can or will deliver.
The can is a question of supply chain, and the will is more about shareholders.
He says there's a shortage of drilling equipment and rig operators, and investors don't have much appetite for another boom-bust cycle.
There has been more attention to dividends and buybacks, shoring up balance sheets rather than every time the oil price rallied or someone says they need more oil, punching more holes in the ground.
Gasoline prices have stressed out American consumers, says Joanne Hsu, director of surveys at the University of Michigan.
Consumer sentiment is close to historic lows right now, and that's primarily because of high prices.
As gas prices edged down this summer, sentiment improved a bit. But Hsu says it's not policy announcements about prices that consumers pay attention to.
There are probably a small share of consumers responding to news events, the OPEC movement or releasing oil from the Strategic Reserve. But I would say that's moving the needle much less than actual prices that people are seeing at the pump.
Prices that are about 40 cents a gallon higher than a year ago. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.